This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I always tell you that, be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem, right? You want to make sure that you got the information you need, got everything you need to make the right decisions. And we have a lot to make right decisions on, to be involved with, to be engaged with, if you would. It infuriates me at this point in time that we still can't get past this Republican Democrat thing. It's like two different countries. I've got friends that are Democrats, didn't vote for Biden, don't like what's happening in their party, and you can easily say, well, then why don't they switch? I don't know. Because maybe they still have hope. You know, it's just like you guys say to me, why don't you move out of California? I mean, there's a lot of reasons why I don't, but you know what? There's got to be a way to win this back. This has to be a way. I mean, I sometimes say there's no hope, but there's always some kind of hope. The only way they can keep winning these things, when you look at the real polls, not the ones they create, but the real polls, the only way they can keep winning is if they cheat. Come on, think about it. You saw what happened in the last election. So many things that were questioned, so many things that popped up that aren't good, that aren't real, that were bad all the way around. Right? Again, as I say, like I like to say, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. And if you want to help, some of you know about the lawsuit that we have, or Katie Hill has against us, or is trying to have against us. It costs money to defend yourself. I've done nothing wrong, but you still have to defend yourself. So I want you to head over to therealside.com/help Joe. Can't make it any easier than that. /help Joe. Apparently, the ex-Cuomo aide, she's detailed the harassment allegations in a new interview. And she knew at the time. Isn't that funny? Why did they wait to come out? I would love for one of you women to call the show and explain something to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Why do you wait so long? Are you afraid of losing your job? But really, think about it. Are you more afraid of losing your job than you are, I don't know, losing your soul or whatever you want to call it? You know he's going to go, or he or she, that person in authority, is going to go after other young women. All right? I mean, they're not going to stop with just you. You're not the first one. Right? And you won't be the last one either, and you know that. And if we don't stop this stuff, it's like we're talking about when we're talking about, you know, basics of Christianity in the first hour. when you when you God, I get stuff pops up on my screen. Stories that you guys have sent to me. That is great. Anyhow, I'm just going to move on. It's easier that way. Because I can't close all the windows fast enough. The Cuomo aid. When you allow this stuff to go on, and you really don't fight back on it, you're approving of it. For all intents and purposes, you're simply approving of it. Now, Charlotte Bennett, the 25-year-old former aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, she accused him of sexual harassment. Right? She said that she believes a 63-year-old governor. Oh, God. My friends, they've got 25-year-old daughters. My daughters are a tad older than that. But they got 25-year-old daughters. I look at these young girls, right, and these young boys. They got a whole life in front of them. I can't imagine being 63, 65, 60, 70, looking at a 25-year-old and going, yeah, I could handle that. Right? I mean, seriously. He's just disgusting. She believes that the 63-year-old governor propositioned her for sex during a workplace meeting. Now, without explicitly saying it, he implied to me that I was old enough for him and that he was a lonely man. Oh, you know, you're old enough, you're legal, and I'm a very lonely man. The 25-year-old former Cuomo aide was doing it, I can't believe this, but she was doing an interview with CBS Evening News. She said the governor, at the height of the coronavirus pandemic, felt emboldened as his national profile rose amid his daily televised outbreak updates. I always felt like he looked kind of disheveled, like he really couldn't get his act together. He had the information, but he was kind of quoting it, you know what I'm saying? I think he felt like he was untouchable in so many ways, said O'Donnell. Ben has alleged that the governor called her into his office on June 5th, told her that he was lonely and looking for a girlfriend. In parts of the interview, she reiterated the claims that she made when she came forward with her accusations to the New York Times earlier in the week. She accused the governor of asking her if age difference mattered. And he told her that he was fine with anyone over 22. Well, what's that number? Why is that a magic number? I thought he's trying to sleep with me. The governor's trying to sleep with me? She told O'Donnell. I'm deeply uncomfortable. I have to get out of this room as soon as possible. Good for her. She also ripped at the governor's attempt at public apology as reporters grilled him during the first news conference. Not an apology, she said. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline. hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text now to 48542. Text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word now to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the
we are back.
Said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, thank you for real for tuning in. As you do every day, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. And I know that, you know, I know you've got a bunch of other shows you're going to be watching, a bunch of other shows you're going to be basically paying attention to, and you've chosen this one, and that means a lot to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so, you know, doing some of the hot stories of the day, some of the stories that are trending on social media sites like, you know, Spreely, Parler, MeWe, and so on. And there is a lot. There's a lot of them out there. And there's a lot of crazy news out there, too. So let me get back to this. Anyway, the ex-Cuomo aide, she's going through details as to what she went through with Cuomo, as well as she should. You know, what's this is really interesting because usually we don't get this much detail. CBS would never take on a Democrat. Cuomo has played the thug too long. Cuomo has played that mafia guinea thing too long. Yeah, you heard me. Cuomo, there are people around him that will tell you about what a thug he really is and how he threatens people on a regular basis. So, again, I say to you, you can only do that so long. I've seen it happen in politics, local politics. You can only go so long with squeezing people to the point where they're not going to take it anymore. And Cuomo said, the attorney for this young lady said, it's not an apology. Bennett went on to say that it's not an issue of my feelings, it's an issue of his actions. The fact is that he was sexually harassing me, he's not apologized for it, and he can't even use my name. She said she told the governor that she was a sexual assault survivor, accused him of harping on that aspect of her background. He asked if I had trouble enjoying being with someone because of my trauma. Wow. The governor asked me if I was sensitive to intimacy. This is during a workday conversation. He was her boss. Right? I mean, I can't imagine asking those questions. I had a company I worked for years ago. I interviewed thousands of people for jobs during the year. Any given year. I don't mean my whole career with them. I mean during a given year. And it was just amazing. I would never even think to go down those roads. She said that due to the governor's position, she felt like she didn't have a choice. Well, you don't. Look, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for this, but you always have a choice. Walk away from the job. Leave. Don't let any man take advantage of you like that. I know some of you are going to say, well, you don't know what it's like. I've got to feed my child, or I've got this, or I've got that. I need to be able to support myself. To what end? No, really, to what end? And I don't mean this in a rude way, but you get in bed with these people, and it never stops. Physically, mentally, and they will throw you away like a used piece of paper. She said, when I was even thinking about coming forward, I think that was when I had the most shame, she said. I really was uncomfortable. I felt like people put the onus on the women to shut that conversation down by answering I was somehow engaging in that or enabling it. I didn't feel like I had a choice. I would love for a woman to tell me that. Tell me why you think that you can't or don't have the power to shut down the conversation. Look, it's forget. All right, two guys fighting with each other, having a heated discussion or what have you. Right, the guy who started the fight, he's not going to shut it down. You could walk away from it if you don't want to fight with somebody. You can stop the car. You know, this is going nowhere. I'm not doing this. And to say, you know, the onus is not necessarily on a woman to shut down the conversation, but is it? But how does it stop if you don't walk away? How uncomfortable are you going to allow yourself to be? He obviously doesn't have the presence of mind, nor does he even care enough about you, of having any kind of value as a human being, to do that to you, knowing that you've had a problem in that area in the past. Who else is going to shut it down? I'm not saying it's your fault that, you know, it's not her fault that he approached her. I'm not saying that at all. He should have never done that. He should have known better. During a news conference Wednesday, his first since the three women came out forward with their allegations. He apologized. He denied knowing that he was acting inappropriately and said he's learned from the lesson. You mean like Governor Newsom, who learned from the lesson? I mean, really, think about it. But he went to a restaurant with no mask on and a bunch of friends, and they weren't 6 feet apart, I guarantee it. Another former aide, Lindsay Boylan, accused the governor of forcibly kissing her in an essay published on Medium last week. And a third woman with no professional ties to the governor, Anna Roach, she accused Cuomo of making unwanted advances, touching her exposed lower back and asking to kiss her. Yeah, no, I can't even imagine. Anyway, These attorneys, I mean, they're going to come forward. We're going to get more information. And if you're out there and you know someone who, in any way, that's been a victim of this kind of thing, you need to come forward. We need to encourage those people to come forward. We need to encourage them to stop this kind of garbage from happening. Look, I have two daughters. I don't want this happening to them. And if I found out my sons were doing this to anyone, I'd beat the tar out of them any way I could. This is great. This isn't right. This is crazy. And we, as men, usins, we should be stopping this. We should be stopping this with our young men as well. Baltimore high school student fails all but three classes over 4 years. Do you hear me? The high school student failed all but three classes over 4 years and was ranked in the top half of the class. God bless. She was at the top half of the class with a GPA. Anybody guess what her GPA is? Anybody? Come on, chat room, you smart people. Her GPA was 0.13. Now, this is the Baltimore school system. This is the same school system totally run by Democrats for decades. They don't care about these kids. Most of those kids, what was her name, Kim Klasick, right? When she was doing these numbers and she was running through this. When she was doing these numbers, she saw, what was it? It was 70, 80% of these kids weren't graduating. They couldn't read when they left school. But you voted them back in. Isn't that cool? Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal judge has ordered a 2-month continuance in the case of the man who sat at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Richard Barnett erupted at the judge during the virtual hearing. The adjournment means he'll be detained until the next hearing. A Dallas police officer with 13 years on the force has been charged with capital murder. Police Chief Eddie Garcia says Brian Reiser was charged after a man came forward claiming that Reiser had ordered him to kill a man and a woman in 2017.
There's an old adage in police work that says that no one hates a bad cop more than a good cop. We hire individuals from the human race And when we find individuals such as this, it's the actions that we take afterwards that we should be judged by. We will hold ourselves accountable to the highest levels.
Reiser is now on administrative leave. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 85732. You guys are such a kick. Somebody sent me something. Said that Trump took down ISIS and Biden took down Dr. Seuss. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Always appreciate your time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I know some of you dem trolls listen to the show, and some of you other guys that want to bring some information to your friends. You know, Biden talks so much, they do this all the time. I wasn't shocked by this at all. Biden talked so much about unity. People talking about how he was going to bring the country together, how he was going to make everybody play nice together. It was really cool because right after he got elected, you know, you had all these loons on the left that before that were just spewing hate to Trump supporters, to Trump and so forth, talking about how they would hope that we could put our differences aside and come together in unity, right? And, you know, in 2009, the Democrats were always intent on passing their agenda. And they did it a lot without one single Republican vote. So much for unity, right? But we're idiots because a lot of you believe them. Now, they have a history of doing this on a regular basis. They have a history of screwing us when they say that they believe in something or they're going to go along with something or they're going to work with us on something. Harris had to cast the tie-breaking vote today just to start the debate on Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. And it was a partisan vote right down the middle. There was no work to even pull somebody from one side to the other. This is nothing more than a power grab. And you've been hearing it online, right? And you're going to hear more and more of this, that basically they're going to keep going after us. They're going to do everything they can to take us down or to keep us quiet or push us aside, not allow us to have a voice. They don't care. I keep saying that. They don't care about you. We can prove it. We can go over and over and over and over again and prove it to you. Always a lot of fun, huh? Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, the Baltimore schools. I'm sorry. I guess you guys sent me stuff during the break. I'll start to read, I get sidetracked. We talked about this Baltimore issue before. About how just how bad the education system, the city is. The areas, it's not even areas of blight. These areas are so bad. You can go, you know, apartment after apartment, house after house, where everything's boarded up. They can't find the owners anymore. They had to get out of there under cover of gunfire. Oh, it's bad. Let's just be honest about it. It's bad, period. But in Baltimore again, high school student failed all but three classes over 4 years, and she ranks near the top of the class with a GPA of 0.13%. Now, Tiffany French, the mother of the failing student, thought that her son would be receiving, I'm sorry, it's a he, thought that her son would be receiving his diploma from Augusta Fells Savage Institute of Visual Arts in June. She was surprised to discover that he is being sent back to the ninth grade. Now listen, did anybody catch that? He's supposed to be getting his diploma from a visual arts school in June, which means in June he would have been in 12th grade, right? Or he's in 12th grade, that's when he graduates. And then she finds out that he's being sent to the ninth grade to start all over again. She said, he's stressed, I'm stressed. And you know what? And she's just beside herself. Where was the school district? Where was the school board in all of this? Where was the staff in all of this? She was so frustrated with the school. She said, she asked why her son would have to complete three more years of high school after the school failed him. Well, in all fairness, he's got to meet the requirements. But it's their fault that they never told you he was, and it's their fault that they didn't do more for him to help him out. French's son failed 22 classes, was late or absent 272 days over his first 3 years of high school. They only go to school 180 days a year, on the average. Think about that. Only one teacher requested a parent-teacher conference, but France said that didn't happen. Despite this, her son still ranked 62nd in his class out of 120. The school failed at their job. They did. They totally failed. And that's the problem here. And she's right to be frustrated because the job of the school district, you know, not to teach your kids about sexual orientation, not to teach your kids about phony history, 1619 history, not to teach your kids about, fake gender assignment, or non-assigned. Now I'm starting to hear this term where the doctor assigned my gender at birth. No, the doctor looked at you and saw what you had or didn't have, and by the teachings he had through biology, he told you what you were or weren't. No, the schools should be teaching reading, writing, comprehension, math, science, real science. Got to be careful. Physical education would be good. Get them out there running. They failed. They failed miserably. And I'm going to say it again, as distasteful as it is. This is happening in the majority of Democrat-run school districts and states. Cities, whatever. Because some cities, they have control over the school districts, others don't. When Fox 45 out in the air found that hundreds of students are flunking classes in West Baltimore, they couldn't give any answers. Frances said she has three children and working three jobs and didn't realize that her son was failing until February. Even though he was failing classes, the school continued to promote him. You know why? Because they lose money if they don't. They get on these nasty lists, and if they fail enough kids, or if enough kids are failing, they can get taken over. After failing Spanish 1 and Algebra 1, for example, the school still allowed him to take Spanish 2 and Algebra 2. And these are educated people allowing this. How? How'd that happen? I'm just assuming that if you're passing, you have the proper things to go to the next grade. And the right grades. And you have enough credits. She continued to feel like they never gave my son an opportunity. Like if there was an issue with him not advancing. Look, in all fairness, true, being on the school board, I know that there's times when we try to get all the parents, we can't. Parents won't engage. They won't do what they're supposed to do. I'm sorry. It is just the truth. There are a lot of parents do it, and some parents can't do it. You know, the situation they're in makes it almost impossible. But I will tell you, there's a lot of parents that don't respond back. And for this kid to be failing, let's go back to, there you go. The kid failed 22 classes, okay? He was late or absent 272 days. She didn't know that? In his first 3 years, he did not know that. How could you not know that? You know, unless you got nobody around you, you're walking around totally in oblivion. She has, you know, she's got to have people around her saying, hey, I saw your son was home all day today. Is he sick? There's notes that are sent home. If you got one of those, you know you got one of those kids. I've got four kids. Every one of them has a different personality, a different way they deal with things. And I knew the ones I had to check on and the ones I really didn't have to check on as much. So this is what Dr. B talks about. This is as much a parental fail as it is a school fail. And Baltimore schools, they're notorious for being terrible. But I realize that some parents are stuck there. They have to live there. They have to be there. There's enough of you parents get together. Maybe you can help each other out. Maybe you can work together to help each other out. She said, I get angry. There's nothing but frustration. We see on the news the crime that occurs, the murders, the shootings. We know that there are high levels of poverty in Baltimore. Things like this are just adding to that. This is according to one of the administrators in the school. She said that his transcript is not unusual. I've seen many transcripts, many report cards like this. God. Think about what they're just said, what that administrator just said. We are failing many of our children. Okay? The school district sent a 2-page statement to Fox, says that the students have received letters in the mail informing them of their academic status over the summer, and that parents receive automated voice messages. Nothing they can do if the parents don't get them. Wow. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. A little stroll music, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. On the air, in the chat room, whether you're texting, you're tweeting, whatever you're doing. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, or give us. You know, some of you give us some of your time, and I appreciate that too as well. The, man, there's so many stories I'm not going to get through that I want to. 855-REAL-JOE, like I said, 855-732-5562. The Baltimore High School story is proof. You've got to check what your kids are doing in school. Check what they're bringing home. Check your voicemail yourself before they do. I mean, if you check your voicemail every day on your phone or somewhere else and there's never a message, something's wrong. Something's really wrong. Right? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It was great to see that Ron Johnson, he took a page out of Marjorie Taylor Greene's book, and he made a brilliant move against the Dems. And we're not known for that. A Republican, I should say legislators, not known for that. Ron Johnson responded to Biden's bloated $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. by forcing the Senate clerks to read out loud all the 628 pages of the bill. It should take about 10 hours. Now, Johnson won't be getting any Christmas cards from the clerks with this move, but he'll earn the trust of many Americans who would otherwise know, you know, they know nothing about this outrageous bill, nothing about what's in it. It is the furthest thing in the world from the COVID relief package. Really, that simple. And he's trying to bring that forward. And I don't blame him. He should. He should bring it loud and clear. The Washington Senator Johnson of Wisconsin forced the Senate to begin reading all 628 pages of the President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID bill. They have to do it aloud on the Senate floor. It'll delay a vote on the legislation, and the Democrats hope to make law by next week. Johnson said his tactic was about educating the American public on what was in this $1.9 trillion bill or package. Now, he's thinking the whole process will take well over 10 hours to do. He told reporters Thursday that he felt badly for the Senate clerks. They're going to have to read it, but it was important so people would know what's in there. And matter of fact, I would guarantee you, I go a little further with this, and guarantee that a lot of legislators that are going to be voting on this stuff, they haven't even read the darn thing. We've seen that happen so many times before. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Johnson's move would accomplish little more than a few sore throats for the Senate clerks who worked very hard. Senator Lindsey Graham told reporters, I'm not sitting here for reading the bill. His Republican colleague had every right to request a reading, but I don't think it particularly moves the ball forward. Now, he cited the later amendment process as a more productive use of time and to showcase Republican disagreements with the legislation. Yeah, but people don't know what's in it. And many of these legislators didn't even read what was in it. Really, that simple. And it's Johnson and the American people's right to know exactly what's in the bill. Eventually, we're going to have to pay for this. We will have to pay for this. And I'm telling you something. I'm with Mark Levine. Everybody keeps talking about winning it next time. Winning it next time. Winning it next time. We can't do it that way. Right? We can't do it that way. We have to win it everywhere this time. We have to start fighting today. That's right, today. Yes, fighting. I use that word. Oh, my God. But we do. We have to start fighting today. No more of this stuff. No more of, you know, maybe we can convince them. Maybe they'll play nice or whatever. They're not going to play nice. They don't like us. They actually hate us. It's not that they don't like us. They hate us. Big difference. Nothing we can do is going to make them happy. Nothing we can do is they'll give us. And here's the proof. The Biden administration keeps lying about the vaccines. They won't give Trump any credit whatsoever. They haven't changed at all. Not just the Biden administration. I mean the Democrats in and around the White House haven't changed at all. They keep lying about the coronavirus vaccines. They deny that President Trump credit for anything to do with developing distribution. Right? White House press secretary? Why don't we call her the Secretary of Propaganda? Jen Psaki lied to reporters and said the U.S. did not have enough vaccines on January 20th. There's no question. And all data points to the fact that there were not enough of any of those things when we took office, she said. We are open-eyed about the challenge that we continue to live under. Psaki made these. Now, listen. Here's the funny thing about this. Right? The H1N1 virus? When did Obama have as he promised, when did he have the vaccine for that? Anybody know? how many promises were made by Obama in the medical world that came true? Nobody else has done this. Nobody has done what President Trump did when it came to getting this vaccine to market. I'm not overly thrilled about it coming in so quick either. You know, some of you are, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going anywhere near it. But it isn't because it was rushed. I don't trust vaccines in particular anyway. Psaki made these claims despite that Biden's official lost 20 million doses of vaccine out of the 50 million doses sent out under President Trump. Let me read that to you again. Think about something. Despite reports that found Biden's officials, they lost 20 million doses of the vaccines. 50 million was sent out under President Trump. We also put in billions and billions of dollars, she said, $10 billion, to produce the vaccines before we knew they were going to work. That's what Trump stated during his CPAC speech. It was called a calculated bet or a calculated risk. We took a risk because if we didn't do that, you still wouldn't have any vaccines. But he said, looked at the crowd, he says, never forget, we did it. Never let them take credit, they don't deserve it. And he's right, they don't deserve it. There's no reason they should get the credit for this. Not even close. Don't let them get credit for it. Psaki's remarks also suggested Democrats intend to keep COVID lockdowns in place for as long as they can while they continue to downplay vaccinations and declining infection rates. So they don't want to talk about those. No, don't talk about those. These people, they're so dishonest. Really, truly. And these are the same people that were screaming about how dishonest Trump was. And they get in there, and it's a lie fest. It's not even, it is, you know, stop using the term second nature. It's first nature for these people. This is something they do because it's what they do. It's what they believe. Come on, let that shake you up a little bit. Public's in the Federalist right now. Pelosi's left-wing security czar demands more fencing, more troops, and more money for Capitol security. Of course, money, 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 money. Can't steal any money if there ain't any money flowing. Speaker Nancy Pelosi's picked to lead the Capitol security investigation in the wake of January 6 riots, recommending that Congress step up measures to bring in more fencing, more officers, and to establish a full-time task force to guide the historic building. It's going to cost $130 million a year. Why? We never needed it until now. And the January 6th, if they really do the investigation honestly and fairly, unlike they've done the ones in the past, they're going to find out it wasn't MAGA people at all. And you can find the people who did it easily. It is the FBI, actually. Right? You mean they can't find them? They can't work in that direction? After conducting a six-week reportedly nonpartisan investigation, which I don't buy for a second, Russell Honoré, who previously received backlash for hurling multiple partisan insults at congressional Republicans, even calling for people like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz to be run out of D.C. and disbarred. What a nice guy. Before any investigation was done, he already had them guilty. The Capitol needed a quick reaction force that would always be on guard. The decision, the report states, follows the unstaffed, insufficient equipment and inadequate trained police meant to protect the Capitol. Yeah, here's the only problem with all this. There are now emails and proof that Donald Trump offered to have 10,000 National Guard there to make sure everything was going to be fine that day, and they refused. Nancy refused. Nancy refused to help. Why do they need a quick reaction force? Beef up the regular police. Beef up the, what do they call the, not just the Capitol Police, but they have other police forces and guards around there. Beef them all up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Head up to the website, realside.com. What I want you to do, I want you to go up there. I want you to check out the stories. Click on the ones you like. And I want you to donate. And you know why. Joe, we'll see your host. Yeah, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow. We'll catch you later.